Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A huge inter-promotional match going down next week on AEW Dynamite. We'll talk about it. Plus, an injured NXT star has announced their return. And when is Shaq getting in the ring? Find out for Thursday, February the 4th, 2020. This is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Oh! Moxley blindsided. Whoa! Oh my God! That's Kenta!
Yes, it is.
Kenta! What the hell is he doing here? Kenta! Oh, the go to sleep on Moxley! Kenta's the man with the briefcase! He's the man with the rights to challenge Jon Moxley for his IWGP US Heavyweight Championship!
And he comes out here!
And he makes his point!
On AEW Dynamite!
Kenta wants Moxley. It's obvious.
It's amazing how these things happen when we're here, isn't it?
Has the break in the Bullet Club been fixed?
What a moment. Kenta making his AEW debut on Dynamite. So we've seen Kenta and Jon Moxley mixing it up in New Japan Strong, and that has bled over to AEW. This was a really great finish. They have teased us for so long about the relationship or lack thereof between AEW and New Japan. This surely solidifies it. If nothing else will, this solidifies a great working relationship between New Japan and AEW. This opens the doors to some amazing things. And we could be seeing Kenta back in AEW wrestling next week. Could he be making his in-ring debut? Well, if Kenny Omega has his way, he will. Omega has proposed a lights-out tag match for Dynamite next week, featuring him teaming up with Kenta to face Jon Moxley and Lance Archer. This would be a groundbreaking moment for AEW to have a match that features a New Japan star in it as well. This was a really good episode of AEW Dynamite that Jack will tell you all about on AEW Graded later today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. Cameron Grimes is coming back. WWE have confirmed that Cameron Grimes is back on NXT next Wednesday. We haven't seen him since December the 9th. He lost to Ciampa and then took some time away to heal up an injury. He looks like he's back in top form. He has been very much missed on NXT television. I thought he might have been ready to come back this week, and I'd like to have kind of seen him and Edge interacting. If anybody would have been deserving of a spear from Edge on NXT last night, probably would have been Cameron Grimes. But it'd be good to see him back next week. I do believe this is the year that he becomes a champion in NXT in some way, shape, or form. Big night last night on NXT where we saw Dusty Cup action all the way around, and we saw a showdown between Edge and Finn Balor and Pete Dunne ahead of NXT TakeOver Vengeance Day on February the 14th. We'll talk all about that on NXT Graded a little later on today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. Lars Sullivan has commented on his release from WWE. Fightful reached out to Sullivan for comments, and Sullivan said he did confirm that he was released. He was surprised WWE didn't announce it themselves, and he said that they did it with compassion and honesty. He talked about suffering anxiety issues during TV tapings, unable to sleep. Also, he cited losing his father last year as a source of great struggle for him. He says, "I'm my own worst enemy." And he also owned up to multiple issues that prevented him from gaining traction in what he called his dream job. Lars Sullivan said that he is pretty much done with wrestling, took responsibility for all the issues that came his way. He's called some of his actions idiotic and blamed, quote, his own selfish behaviour. And he is grateful for his time with WWE. Steve Austin has been highly praising a top star from Raw on The Bump yesterday. Steve Austin said, quote, "I look at what Randy Orton is doing right now. He's putting out the best work of his career, specifically from a character standpoint and a promo standpoint. The guy is completely on fire and he's really riveting to watch. His in-ring work has always been spectacular and the standard. The way he's operating right now is amazing. And I watched the Royal Rumble. I was thinking, hey, this is going to be the guy that ties me with three Royal Rumble wins." Sure enough, Edge eliminated him. Also, Austin added that he would love to work with him. Start your rumor mills a-turning for Steve Austin returning to wrestling. Ivar from the Viking Raiders. We haven't seen him since he broke his neck last September during the 8-man tag on Raw. Well, he's popped up in a post from Diamond Dallas Page. There's an image on DDP's Twitter which shows Ivar, among others, training with DDP ahead of his return to WWE. Diamond Dallas Page is one of those guys that a lot of wrestlers go to for not just for physical but for mental help and support during difficult times. And Ivar is in great hands with the guy behind DDP Yoga. Edge has been talking about his plans for the future in WWE with CBS Sports. A lot of people have been saying that they think Edge may simply be a part-time legend making a comeback in time for WrestleMania. And Edge says, quote, "I didn't come back to do a greatest hits tour. I wanted to come back because I wanted to tell compelling stories. I wanted to get into it with a lot of talent. So if I can impart wisdom from 29 years of doing this in terms of trying to tell a story, that's really exciting for me. I don't just want to be another body. I want to be able to help and to help the totality of the industry if I can. If that means this year Edge main events WrestleMania, okay, I will do my part to make that happen and make it as compelling as I possibly can. But I also want to get in there with loads of talent. My goal is to come back and tell great stories in the main event of WrestleMania or on Raw, whatever it is. I came back committed to this." A title match has been confirmed for AEW Dynamite. Darby Allin is going to be defending the TNT title against Joey Janela. So some of this match was set up during Beach Break. We saw Team Taz threatening to get involved while Sting was in the ring. There was some back and forth between these guys. Joey Janela was involved in all of that mix, and he hasn't won a singles match since November. And he's been just mainly doing tag matches, so it'd be good to see him breaking out and doing something singles and with a title on the line as well. And finally, we can confirm that Shaq will make his wrestling debut on AEW Dynamite. Now, we talked originally about Shaq getting involved in a mixed tag match, teaming with Jade Cargill to face Cody Rhodes and Red Velvet. We thought this might be a match that goes down to AEW Revolution. Well, it's actually happening before Revolution. The match is taking place on the March 3rd episode of Dynamite. It was confirmed last night when they showed footage of Shaquille O'Neal accepting the challenge on Thursday's Inside the NBA. So that match is happening a week before. We know the date has gone back and forth for AEW Revolution. So whether or not they lock Shaq into a certain date, and when they move the show, they couldn't move Shaq. So maybe they're happening. Maybe they're having it here. We will see. So that's when we're getting Shaquille O'Neal making his wrestling debut. What a time, eh? On the Cultaholic podcast feed right now, you can hear a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I was in conversation with Championship Wrestling from Hollywood star Heather Monroe. We talked all about her career, her current training school. We had a little break in the middle to talk about our cats. If that's your thing, you'll love some Pablo mentions on Desert Island Graps this week, as well as Heather Monroe's cat Miss Elizabeth. And there's some wrestling talk in there as well, as Heather picks three matches that she would watch while stranded on a desert island. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, as I say, it is a Thursday, so therefore you're getting AEW graded from Jack, and you're getting NXT graded from myself. But if you check out the YouTube channel right now, you can check out a brand new list video that we dropped 15 hours ago. The 10 most violent wrestlers ever. From Mick Foley and Terry Funk to New Jack and Nick Gage and all in between. It's a gory one. It's a gory one. On the Cultaholic Twitch stream, Sam Driver back tonight at twitch.tv/cultaholic. Check out Sam because Thursdays is the shit. It spells tits. I like what you did, Sam. Big fan of your work. twitch.tv/cultaholic. And then tomorrow is Love You By Friday at 4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. You and I and live calls to the isolation station. I'm excited to see you there. If you'd like to see more of Love You By Friday, by the way, if you are a Patreon, you can come to the pre-show, which is an hour before on the Discord server. Find out more at patreon.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.